Previously on Algoa FM.
A gold and a silver medal by Tatiana Smith. That has been Team South Africa's performance in the pools at the Paris Games. Swimming South Africa President Alan Fritz speaks to us.
Our strategy, Jeff, was to get our swimmers into semi-finals and finals. That was the main objective. We always knew that we were in a shout for about 2 to 3 medals. We would have loved Peter to medal because he's an exceptional athlete. Mm. But if you look at the composition of our team, generally we've met the objective in getting 90% of our swimmers into finals. There are a couple of young guns in the team that certainly are well set for Los Angeles 2028.
In the past, we've had situations where we had people like Penny Haynes dominating, people like Roland Schoeman doing exceptionally well. And then thereafter, we'd have a lull for a couple of Olympics where nobody was winning anything. Are we going to be able to sustain this momentum and make sure that we contest at every Games?
Yeah, Jeff, look, swimming is a very, very hard sport. And if you just look back when we had our nationals in Port Elizabeth in April, Tatiana and Peter were ahead of the world. Mm. The world of swimming moves rapid. You know, we had our nationals as our qualification events for Paris in April. They had their trials event about 2 months after us. So, and then you could see how they were catching up. But the nations that are really and exceptionally doing well is, of course, the Americans and the Australians. We're in for a tough ride, and for us to maintain a high-performance strategy that is currently working for us, it has to be coupled with international competition. We in the southern tip of Africa, and you even more south than me, to get athletes across the globe to participate in high-level competition is quite expensive. So there's two missing ingredients in the Altaian strategy, and that is facilities, facilities, facilities. And we have a strategy to build facilities, high-performance academies at school down at St. George's where you are. We're earmarking an academy. We're building a high-performance center down in Franschhoek in the Western Cape. But we need about 5 to 7 of these and 20 of these academies. And the strategy is being rolled out slowly. And it's important for every stakeholder to be integrated in the strategy so that they understand where swimming in this country is going. And, you know, since readmission into world sports of our country, swimming has been the number one federation.
Yeah.
And we've got no intention to let go of that status.
I suppose, I mean, you've just said it, that with all the past success in Olympic Games for our swimmers, it's probably not too difficult to convince potential funders that this is the sport to get involved with. I remember when I was actively covering sports about 20, 15 years ago, many of our swimmers were actually based overseas. Is that still the case now, or are they able to live in South Africa and compete from here?
Yes, in 2002, we redesigned our strategy. You're right that some of our medal performances came out of the US where the athletes were studying. Since then, 2004, Athens was the last true representation in terms of medals. All medals are coming out of South Africa. And you can look at that team. That's at Paris, large majority of them are trained in South Africa. And because we have the coaches, we have the technical ability, we have the high performance strategy, and the structures are working for our competition structures working for us. We need to tweak here and there to ensure. But if you really look at our junior ranks, that's where the strength of swimming South Africa is. Even better because there are black athletes coming through.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fantastic to see. So for us, it's working with municipalities to build swimming pools, not only swimming pools, all sports infrastructure. Where you are in Motherwell, we've built a beautiful facility. That facility is destroyed. And we can't have this in our country. People must realize that these facilities belong to the community.
Yeah.
And it's important for us to understand that if we want to maintain an aquatic sport in our country that can compete worldwide, we do need the support of municipalities to build facilities.
Yeah, indeed. As I leave you, I mean, we've got a new minister that seems to have a lot of energy behind sport. Have you been able to speak to Minister McKenzie?
Swimming hasn't engaged minister yet, but we do talk on a daily, weekly basis with the bureaucrats in the department. We will engage Minister McKenzie. You know, he does bring a lot of energy.
Swim South Africa President Alan Fritz, thank you very much for talking to us.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.